Blog Talk Radio.
Steph Dallas, baby. And
it's butter, 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 baby. Today's show is sponsored by Goodfellas Barbershop. Come and get your shit fried, dyed, and laid to the side. Some Afro sheen, some Afro clean, some Afro fluid, some Afro do it to it. We do it all here, baby. That's what it is. We do it all here, baby. Also, Havana Cigars, come get you a fat head, smoke one of them fat boys with your boy, and sip on a little something with your boy. Well, that's what I'm doing right about now. I'm sipping on me a little margarita as my ritual. Always got to sip me a margarita when I do this show, because, you know, that's my drink of choice, and I'd be nice and unwind for my people that's out there listening to the show, and the people that's calling in and listening on the line, and the people that's listening online. You know, call in 646-200-3838 to listen to the greatest show, the raunchiest show. And if you want to join in, please press 1. Please press 1 if you want to join in this conversation that we're going to have today. You know what I'm saying? Today we're just going to have one topic today, one topic. And the other segment will be an open format, an open discussion. So if you're calling in and you want to ask a question, you want to discuss something, please feel free to call in and press 1. No question is too small or too big for me and my crazy ass people that's on this air with me. No question would be too small or too big or too dumb, too stupid, or too smart. We talk about it all. Just don't think we talk about dumb ratchet shit all the time. We do got some heads. We can talk about any and everything. You know what I'm saying? But let's get started with tonight's show. Tonight's show is, what is the one thing that will get your hormones going full speed ahead? The one thing that will get you wide the fuck open and make you go bananas. What's that one thing? Could it be sexy talk in your ear? Could it be a little nibbling on the air, a little nibbling on the neck, a little fondling on the breast, you know, for the women, you know, touching your breast, sucking the nipples, looking around the overlays, you know, a little black little spot around the nipples, that's the overlay, because y'all didn't know, you know what I'm saying? Licking your stomach, your little belly button, rubbing that ass, palming that ass, teasing the cooch, licking the cooch, rubbing the cooch, patting the cooch. For you fucking freaks out there sucking toes, some of you niggas out there suck bitches' toes, you know what I'm saying? Some of you ladies like that shit. Is that the one thing that turns you on? Fellas, same thing for men. Licking a man's neck, licking his neck, his ear, kissing, rubbing his chest, rubbing his balls, all that sexy shit, you know, a little oral. Little ball, little taint, licking the taint, all of that shit. What's the one thing that gets your hormones going? What is it? Shit, I got it. Hold on, let me just take a sip of this damn drink. Hold on, let me take a sip of this drink. Ah, damn, that shit is good. Damn, that shit is good. My lines are on fire. That means I got an ass full of people that's listening to the show tonight. I have a lot of people listening to the show. If you want to join in, please press 1. I will be on my best behavior tonight. I will not jump on anybody that's calling in. So you ain't got to be scared. A lot of people call into the show and they're like kind of scared. You know, I get a lot of feedback behind the scenes after the show. Yo, I listened to your show tonight. It was a great show. I'm like, I ain't gonna listen to my show. Yeah, well, I'm kind of scared to press 1, you know. Y'all kind of crazy. Man, press 1 and be yourself. If you're scared to say your name, who you are, call them with a fake name. Say, Aisha from Idaho or some shit. You ain't got to give your full government. You can get some fake name, you know what I'm saying? This is, you can be the person that you really want to be. If you're a square, you can be that wild-ass person you really want to be. Nobody will ever know that it's you. Anyway, like I said, call in, press 1, and ask your boy what you want to, anything you want to ask, sexual, anything. Ask me, and if I can give you an answer, I'll answer to the best of my ability, and so on and so forth with. But back to the topic today. What is the one thing that gets your hormones going full speed ahead? Shit, for me, man, there's a lot of them, man. And to tell you the truth, Men, it don't take. I'm gonna speak for all men. Fuck, it don't take much for us to get ready. You can say, look, let's fuck. Shit, we ready. Most of the time, we ready. But you look at this guy. You look at my ear. You look at my neck. Shit, you grab. Well, my penis. I call it Luther. You grab Luther through the jeans. Rub him through the jeans. Shit, he's going to the attention. He ready. He is ready. So call in. Call in and give me some feedback on what is the one thing that gets your hormones going. Call in, and let me know what that one thing is that will get your hormones flowing. Some of you look squares, y'all just need some damn flowers and shit, and y'all fucking happy to get y'all blood flowing, you know what I'm saying? So it is what it is. Call in, press 1, and tell me what that one thing is that gets your blood flowing. And I am Pooh. I see your ass. I see you, Pooh. I see you. Call in. Press 1. We're going to go to a commercial break. We're going to go to our song. We're going to come right back and get this goddamn show going.
This is Rich Money, and you tuned into GQ Palace. Love, life, and loyalty with Steph Dallas. Love and entertainment is butter, baby.
It's your boy, Mike Jack. Heat up for the club. Yeah, we pop some bottles and throwing them dollars up. In VIP, oh, heat it. I'm sipping on Patron. I'm 60 ladies with me. I'm partying all night long. I be on my grown man shit like this. I be on my grind. I just can't miss. Ain't no doubt about it. Getting money ain't no stopping. And that's why I'm turned up like this. Oh, I'm on my grown man. I'm on my grown man. We getting money, popping bottles, and we shut shit down. We getting money, popping bottles, and we shut shit down. I'm on my grown man. 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 We getting money, popping bottles, and we shut shit down. We getting money, popping bottles, and we shut shit down. Can't nobody stop me. Can't nobody stop me. I'm hot. Can't nobody stop me. I'm hot.
Can't nobody stop me.
I'm a baller in my city, and that's how I do it. First name, money, last name, maker. If she looking good, then you know I gotta take her. My money's so bold, your heart's so timid. Yeah, I'm done, I done did it. All black shades with an all black fitted. Yeah, I'm making rain, I'm really go get it.
Try to let the man figure it out. You're going to shut him straight off the back. Listen, yeah. Here, boo-boo. You want this good ass coochie, you just look behind my motherfucking kneecap. You know what I'm saying? Nothing to the imagination. Don't let them try and figure it out. Don't let them try and find it. Just go straight for it, huh?
No, but I'm saying during the conversation, you know how you asking questions. You're going to figure that, you know what I'm saying? In the conversation, I'm going to throw that in there just so you know, so you don't be lost.
But you know what? I'm not going to lie. In my car, like when I meet a chick or whatever, my first conversation it usually is, you know what I'm saying? So what's your weak spot, you know? What's your weak spot?
See,
you know what I'm saying? And 9 out of 10, they'll tell me ahead of time, and shit, I start fucking with the bitch at the table.
You gotta do what you gotta do.
Man, that takes away from the excitement, man, telling them your weak spot, man. I'm an explorer myself. I'm just like motherfucking Indiana Jones. I wanna go find it.
I don't want you to go exploring, and I'm gonna be sitting there smoking a cigarette, rolling my eyes in the back of my head.
He might be a good explorer though, baby.
That ain't gonna fucking happen. I got a PhD in exploring. So, I got a master's in exploring. I'm gonna find it. I don't give a fuck where is that? Because I'm gonna touch you from head to fucking toe, and then I'm gonna flip your ass over. It's gonna get found. Believe you me, it's gonna be smelling good. Don't fuck around and be smelling good. Have some of that good.
Well, I always smell good, because if it's bad, then Lord, have mercy.
I'm just letting you ladies know. I'm just letting you ladies know. You motherfuckers want to turn us men on, you got to smell good. And have a lot of that shit on if you're naked. Don't let it be on your clothes and you done left them motherfuckers in the living room. Have that good smell on your motherfucking body. Have that good smell on your body. Now, Steph.
Yes, sir.
I was going to say what really turns me on, but I'm an itch on this one, but really turns me on is some good head. That'll get me started. I don't give a fuck.
Without a doubt.
But listen, you know what really gets me going? A sexy-ass woman in the shower lathered up, and I'm the one that washed her fucking back.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, hey.
Lord. Oh, my fucking God.
You done got yourself excited, Big Dave.
Listen, ain't nothing like a lathery woman, sweetheart.
I'm sure.
Ain't nothing like it. And you know you about to go in the room and tear this shit up. It's all under contract. You ain't under suspension. And she going to give me some. It ain't none of that shit.
But you can't have the wash rag lather. You have to have the loofah sponge lather.
Listen. Whatever lather I got, that's the beginning. Now I'm going to leave out. She coming there with some old sexy negligee on and smelling good. Her ass is grass.
So I ain't gonna lie. You know what turns me on? A sexy bitch in some fucking heels. Some sexy ass shoes.
Leave them off. Leave them. Take everything else off. Leave them fucking. If they're boots, they gotta be like knee boots.
I think that's every man. Some 4-inch
pumps. No, every man. But yo, some sexy fucking, I mean, some heels, some stilettos. Man, you can leave that shit on. Take the rest of that shit off of me.
Yes, I like heels, but they got to be knee boots. I love them motherfucking
hell
boots.
Yeah.
I'm
going to hit it missionary and grab you by your heels and hold your legs up by the heels. By the stiletto heel. I'm going to hold them wide hey. Open. At motherfucker. They're going to be at 2 o'clock and 10 o'clock.
Hey, Steph.
Yes, sir.
We're going to get these boots in every motherfucking color, people. The same ones in every color.
Nah, you got to switch the style up.
Huh?
You got to switch the style up of the boot.
Man, you speak for yourself. I'm telling you what turns me on. I don't give a fuck.
The same boot, that's like...
And once in a while. I mean, you eat baked chicken, you eat boiled chicken, you eat fried chicken. It's still motherfucking chicken after you cook it.
But
these motherfucking knee-high boots... As long as they're a different color every once in a while. If y'all smell it, boy, that goddamn smell good, I swear to God, man. This motherfucking girl came to my house one time, she had some Burberry on.
Mm-hmm.
Now, stuff this done, they had to call the Salvation Army. I mean, the fucking National Guard to get out of my house.
Yeah, I ain't gonna lie, some motherfuckers smell good? Oh,
man. They gotta be that shit. They gotta be the good shit. So don't be going to Walgreens and Target. Don't be the
Muhammad Aki fake shit either. The motherfucker.
I'm talking Bath and Body, motherfucking Victoria's Secret, that kind of shit. This girl had on some fucking Burberry. I ain't never smelled no shit like that in my life. You understand that?
But, and there's so many different fragrances to Burberry, so.
Remember what she had. I told her, don't buy nothing else but that when you come to my fucking house. I don't remember what you wear to the bar, to the club. When you come in to see me, put this motherfucker right here on. And when you run out, let me know, because we're going to get a gallon. We're going to get a gallon. And I'm going to keep it at my house, Steph, so I know she don't run out.
Oh, you get out of the house? When she come, you gonna, when she come through the front door, you're going to squirt her a few times, you know what I'm saying?
I'm going to I put it in a motherfucking spray bottle, like a Windex bottle, mama. I start like a clean of windows.
Put that shit in a big-ass bottle, like the squeegee man that be out in the middle of the street squeezing your front windshield and shit. Put it where you just squirt the motherfucker, like you spraying your plants and shit.
Yo, that shit had me fucked up, man. Bro, my motherfucking nostrils were so wide open. I'm like, did I use some nasal spray or something? Man, I'm deep inhaler. I mean, fucking lungs taking in more air than they ever fucking took in. That smell had me fucked up.
Oh, my God, man.
I was fucked up, son.
Listen, listen, my lines are lit up. My lines are damn near trying to blow off the wave biff, wave band over here.
Press one.
Press one.
Press one.
Press one and say something, you scared asses. Press one.
I switched my days off for this show.
That's what I'm talking about, T. So you my faithful girl, man. You call. You the first one to call in like every Monday from Brooklyn, baby, on your way to work.
But you know
baby.
What? I was on the phone. I called last Monday, but I was sleeping. Had the phone to my ear. Never pressed one.
Get out of here.
I was asleep. I had the phone to my ear. I heard bits and pieces, but I couldn't get up.
Man, I must have had a long Monday last week. I swear to God. My man called me and said, man, you listen to the show tonight? It was 11 o'clock. I'm sitting there in the fucking bed. I'm like, man, don't tell me I forgot to turn on the fucking. I swear to God, Steph. I don't know what the fuck I was thinking about.
Man, listen,
see,
listen. It, yo, it started off kind of slow last week, but then it got fucking hot and heavy, man. We went past the damn 9 o'clock deadline, man. We went past all that shit.
I heard y'all was sitting on like 9:20. And this old coward motherfucker that called me, he wouldn't even press one. He told me y'all stood on after hours. I don't even know what the topic was. I swear to God, I was so goddamn mad at myself, man. I'm like, I don't believe this shit. I missed the whole fucking show.
Yeah, it got crazy last week, man. I ain't gonna lie, it got fucking crazy, man.
Y'all,
all you scary asses that listen to the show, press one. Don't make me look at these numbers that's on here and figure out who y'all is and call y'all by name on this damn show tonight now.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all press one and join in this conversation. Ask me, Big Dave, the resident smell good expert, and my girl T. Ask whatever y'all want to ask, and we're going to get to y'all ass and tell y'all what it is. So, T, what's your turn on a man, baby? What turns you on with a man, baby?
I got to go, Big Dave. You got to smell good. Throw on some Izzy Miyake, and you got me.
So listen, T. You at the bus stop, and a nigga walk by you, right?
Uh huh.
And he smell exceptionally well. Is you gonna say something?
Of course.
You gonna say something?
So you aggressive?
T?
No, I'm not.
So that means you ain't gonna say it. You gonna?
No, I will say something, but it's not. I ain't going to be like, after that, I'm not going to be like, oh, well, can I get your number to you? We're not going to have a conversation. I'm just going to let you know that you smell very sexy.
But before you tell me smell good, don't mean you want to fuck him, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so if he don't come back and say something to you, then you okay with that?
Yeah, I'm fine with it.
But what if he do come at you and say, you know what I'm saying? We'll
take up the conversation.
Come on now, baby.
We'll take up the conversation. But I'll let you know if you're smelling good, though.
Okay, hold on, baby girl. I got two more callers that called in. I have Shelly, and I have T on the air. I have two more women on the air, Big Dave. God damn, we got all women tonight, Big Dave.
Okay.
Shelly, you there, baby?
I'm here. Hi, Dallas. How you doing?
How you doing, sweetie? Hey, T,
I'm
you there,
good.
T?
I'm good.
Hey.
Huh?
Hey, sweetie.
Hey,
T, how you doing, baby?
I'm doing okay. How are you
doing fine now? I heard you were sick for a little while. You good now, baby?
Yeah, I'm getting there.
I missed you, boo-boo. I missed you.
I miss you, too. That's why I called.
I miss your old raunchy
ass. Show some love.
Oh, wow.
So which one of y'all want to answer this question? T, you want to go first, or Shelly, you want to go first?
It don't matter.
I'll go first.
Okay, go ahead, T. What's that one thing that turns you on, baby?
Money.
This motherfucker here, man. Come on, T, so cut good. That shit out. You can't sit there and got money when you walk past you.
Damn. I don't. You just said what's the one thing to turn me on. You didn't put nothing else with it.
So that means you will have sex with some big, ugly ass.
No. Before you do the whole thing.
She said
it's going to
turn you on. Come on, T. Cut that shit out.
Shit. They need you to call me all off guard.
Huh?
An intelligent, handsome, good-smelling, loving man.
Come on, man. You're getting too political, man. I don't want to hear shit.
Hey, T, this is a Monday night show. You know this is a Monday night show, right?
What am I supposed to say, a funky man?
This is a Monday raunchy show,
T. I don't want a nigga to think.
You talk about intelligence. If I got on the phone,
he
got to
be a
hunk.
He got to be a hunk of a man.
Hey, Steph. If I got on the phone, say, lad, listen. If that bitch could cook a good steak, then I'm good. How the hell do I know what she cooked? How she cooked?
Listen, he got to be at least 6 feet tall. I like tall men, and he got to be a 250 plus.
That'll make you go plumb wild sexually. Turn you just overflowing like Niagara Falls if he's 6 feet and sexy.
And if he sticking and licking it right.
You need to be a little bit more graphic, T.
I just said if he's sticking and licking it right.
Well, you just said that before. You told me he's 6 foot, like fucking Sasquatch and shit. That don't mean the shit is good.
No, it don't.
If you could have
the biggest dick in the world, still don't mean if he don't know what to do with it, he ain't gonna be able to.
Okay, so what if he got a big ass dick, T, and he don't know what he's doing? What if he don't know how to eat the coochie?
He got to go.
He got to go. What if the coochie's better than the piping though? You know what I'm saying?
Hey Steph.
Yes, sir.
If she came out saying, well, listen, if that mother come up to me, grab me, pin me up against the wall, and start sucking on my left nipple right off the bat, or he gonna get the best pussy he ever had. Pussy you ever had. You ain't gotta go behind the knee. Just put that left nipple in
your
mouth.
You know what, Big Dave? You better go ahead with that.
I like what I like.
Yeah, Big Dave.
Bullshit, Steph. I'm a motherfucking womanologist, man. All I fucking do all day. I'm a girl watcher. I don't work no fucking with.
Oh, damn. So you saying you make women's toes curl?
This is what I do all day, every fucking day. I could have had a girl 10 years ago. I see that motherfucker right now. I said, come go with me. She going to go. But she knows she ain't going to come.
Wait a minute. Hold up. Time out. This is not the day to have the female to call in.
Yes, it is.
I plead my case.
Yes, it is.
I plead my case with the 10 years, and she's going to go with you.
Oh, my God. See, y'all don't understand that situation, sweetheart. I'm not even... I'm not even going to try to explain that situation. Y'all can leave with the quote about that one. Steph, I done gave many females this number. And it's like you said, for some reason or another, they scared to press one because they don't really know who else might have gave who else the number. But I'm not mad at them. No. I ain't going to make nobody get on the phone that don't want to get on here.
Exactly.
So y'all can believe what you want to believe about me. But I got more better things to do in my lifetime than I sit on this fucking phone and lie.
I'm just messing.
You know what I'm saying? I ain't got time for that shit. I tell y'all like it is.
I'm just messing. I am just messing, please.
I'm not mad.
They fucking with you back, baby. David, that's my nigga right there.
I'm not mad at all. I call every fucking Monday, and y'all can get on my ass. I don't stop calling, man. I ain't fucking with them no more. Hey, women gonna be women, men gonna be men. Women lie, numbers don't. Numbers mm-hmm. the only thing that don't
That's
fucking
true.
Lie.
That's true. That's a fact.
So,
but
like
I
said,
I want to call in.
Like I said,
some love.
If you said that man picked you up against the wall, he's 6 foot with 13-inch fucking feet and slammed that left nip on his motherfucking mouth and just looked at you, said, you like that? And you start getting him up against the wall. That's, hey. It is what it is.
Where's my girl Shelly at? Shelly, what's that, Shelly? Shelly done pressed one and she ain't say shit yet.
Why am I with my Shelly? Come on with it, Shelly.
What?
What's the one thing that turns you on, baby?
We want to know how to get you wide the fuck open.
I would say he has to look good, definitely. He has to be sexy. He has to smell good, and he has to have a real nice back. A real nice back will set it off, for real.
A real nice back?
Yes.
Wow.
I heard about that.
So that means you're going to look at him when he's walking away from you. That's what you're telling me?
Absolutely.
So you got to have on a wife beater when you see him.
Not necessarily. You could tell. A woman can tell if a man has a nice back or not just by the way his clothes fit on him.
Well, it's a woman's instinct.
Yes.
Okay.
You look at his feet? Yes. See, you got big feet?
Yes, I look at his feet and his hands. All that.
Wait, that shit is a myth.
All that.
I got one problem with all these women except for Tiffany.
Go ahead.
They keep telling you what attracts them to a man.
Hey, Big Dave, I was going in next, Big Dave.
We don't
I
hear
asked
you
what attracts you
to a man.
What
you want to hear about the man you already got, what he does to you to get your motherfucking wig standing up, your front legs get loose. We want to know what he does to you to loosen your goddamn front legs.
He said, I'm done. I can't.
Hold on, y'all. I got another call in here. I got real talk in here. Real talk, you there?
Oh, shit.
Oh, Lord.
What's up? Oh, my God.
Oh, shit. It's about to go down.
Oh, yeah. What's up? I heard my man Big Dave in the building. What it do,
Low
Big
down.
Dave? I heard you laying a pipe down on him.
Oh, man.
What's going on, real talk?
You know, same shit, different day.
if you listening in, man, you see these women telling us what turns them on about a man, what attracts them to a man. That ain't what the topic is, son. Let them know what the topic is, son.
Yeah, well, what the fuck turn your fucking ass on? What the shit? What nibbles on? Let the niggas know what turns you the fuck on.
What's the one thing that gets your motherfucking pussy throbbing? Like a fucking heartbeat. What's the one thing?
You walking down the street and thinking about what that motherfucker did to you, and you just getting creamy between the legs and running down the inside of your thighs. He just did it to you. Tell us what it was.
What the fuck had that left leg shaking, goddamn?
Hit it from the back.
She said hit it from the back.
I want it all.
So what you gonna do, you gonna rip all your clothes off and just turn your ass over so hit it from the back and you good.
No, he gotta do more than that. I mean, you know, he gotta lick it and stick it real good.
Oh shit! Lick it and stick it.
And
oh,
then
shit.
Real.
He want him to make a rap song while he doing that shit. Lick it and stick it.
I like a movie so I can go back and look and see what needs to be improved.
Oh
uh-oh.
Shit! She want the video. She want the whole fucking noise.
So you mean you're open to telling what he's doing wrong and what he's doing right, T?
Hell to yeah, I will.
And what if he say, fuck you, I'm doing this to please me. This is my motherfucking show.
He ain't gonna say that? I'm that confident. That's right. I'm that confident.
That you gonna put the thing on him and he gonna listen to you.
You gonna come back for more. I got that CBC, that comeback pussy. So yeah, he coming back.
Oh,
I'm
shit.
Right.
He said CBC. Oh shit.
I ain't hear that shit in a minute. I ain't hear that in a long time.
Real talk. Real talk. Yeah. Real talk. I know me and you done had our differences on this conversation piece, but we got a young lady on the phone by the name of Tiffany, right?
Uh-huh.
And she telling us that she gonna tell the guy where her weak spot is. I don't agree with that.
Hell no.
You got to
find
out.
Why not? You don't tell that. I agree with Tiffany.
Why not?
No,
you got to find my weak spot.
Oh, my weak spot is my kid. They're going to be like, all right, I know where the fuck to get at. Let me just do the spot.
No.
No.
Make it interesting.
Make it interesting.
If you boring me, then I'm supposed to just sit there and be bored until you find it.
So what happens, T? Now, what happens, T, if you tell me your weak spot, which is behind your kneecap, he go down there and start gnawing on your shit like it's a fucking T-bone or some shit. Then what?
Fuck him.
Tell him open for something else to do, baby.
Wait a minute, which T you talking to?
Tiffany from BK.
Oh.
Tiffany.
She said her weak spot is that little spot behind her kneecap.
Well, I'm not going to tell the motherfucker where mine is. You're going to have to go from the head to the toe to find mine.
Hold on. Everybody, hold on. Once I have another call in there, y'all. I have Mark in there. Mark, you there?
Goodbye.
Mark, it is?
You.
What's up, Mark?
What's up? What's the topic?
Oh, tonight's topic is what's the thing that gets your blood flowing, your hormones going? It gets your pussy wet, gets your dick is robbing. What is the one thing that does it to you?
Mark by himself tonight. He wants the topic real fast.
In a room, like you about to get ready to fuck?
Huh?
Like when you see a chick or whenever you get ready to fuck or something?
You about to smash, old girl. What's the one thing that turns you on? Like, you know what I'm saying? She can kiss your neck. She got some sexy ass shoes on. She have a bunch of shit.
Oh. Yeah, she got some split up balls in my mouth. That's the best thing.
Oh, Lord.
That's it.
Definitely just put the balls in your mouth. So,
super hard. Like you go from regular hard to super hard.
I ain't gonna lie. If we fucking and you grab my balls, then you in trouble, bitch. Don't do that. Don't do that, man.
Mm-mm. Who said
unless,
they got
unless,
who,
unless
who,
you want unless
who,
you want to be always
kneecap.
Huh?
I heard somebody say
my kneecap. That's Tiffany from BK that said that.
Damn.
Behind the kneecap.
Yeah.
Behind the kneecap. I ain't never heard no shit
spot.
Like that.
Behind the
kneecap? What's Tiffany from Brooklyn, could you explain that to me? I'm lost. How's your kneecap, your spot?
Behind my kneecap, not my damn kneecap, because it's sensitive back there. Well, to me it is. Everybody, you know, everybody has their own shit, but that's my hot spot right there behind my knee.
I'll be goddamn. So I guess when a nigga got your legs up in the air, his thumb is behind your kneecap, you just go crazy.
Well, then that just means that I'm extra flexible, smartasses.
You said you extra flexible? Who said that?
That's what I did, Tiffany.
So listen. What you gonna lay on your back and just hold your leg behind your head and say lick right there? That's what you gonna do?
No.
I could be
laying across the bed on my stomach watching television. I could be doing anything. I could be laying any kind of way.
What's yo, listen, so that's a fuck. Yo, listen, hey, but Tiff, that's a fucked up G spot right there. So what happens?
That's a real
if it's winter time, you got on fucking jeans, and I want to get some pussy. I gotta wait you gonna undress me to grab that shit.
I'm gonna drop it real fast. He gotta go down and grab the kneecaps first and do all this shit. What type of shit is that? I ain't never heard of no shit like that.
Yeah, I heard it today.
You lying, goddamn.
No, I'm not lying. I'm really not lying. Dallas.
So when niggas start licking you up and down, he start licking on your kneecap, you moist. You getting wetter and wetter from your, behind your kneecap.
Yeah.
What type of shit is that?
She was that's a fucking I ain't kneecap. Never heard no shit like that.
You know,
so,
so
he don't gotta eat you out. He just gotta lick behind your kneecap.
Oh, this behind my kneecap. You're gonna be like, what the fuck? Behind your kneecap? You want to ride? You're gonna tell me, oh, this behind my kneecap.
Listen, I knew a chick that said she get turned on when a dude bites on her fucking heel.
What?
The heel on her fucking foot.
See? She got to call me
out. Like, well, that's no. I ain't never bite no bitch heel.
But I was going to say, she must have never get that turned on then.
Yeah, you know you got the people. Hey, yo. You know the people back in the head be starting to peel and shit and put down your mouth.
Crack.
Get the
like
fuck out of
here. It's bad thing.
Take off the dead skin and shit. Hell, that's what you want.
That's not even good. That's off my head. That, hey, Steph, I wouldn't even eat them after she got to clean out the shower. You know, I am with good hygiene. I ain't fuck with even out of the shower. You fuck with the feet.
That's just crazy. I got the biggest
feet
socks I ever
seen. Probably got toe jam and everything
life.
On her feet.
Got the whole salad, corns, bunions. Got a whole salad up in that motherfucker.
Steph, what turns you on, baby?
Man, say hello. I'm ready.
Well,
no bullshit. No bullshit. Hey, Steph, I'm with you on that. Man. I'm with you on that. Man, I know it's going down. I'm ready. He ain't got to do nothing to get me ready. It's there. I walk in the room. Before I even get in the room, I'm ready. I let 5 minutes go to waste. Right on the way, I'm on the way to the hotel.
Okay, guys, a question, right? What if, like, just say, for instance, you met somebody, right? This female is looking real, real good. You take her to a room or to your place, whatever, right? Don't turn on no lights. Once she take her clothes off, it's a man. What would you do?
I'll be that bitch.
First of all,
that bitch, I'm going to jail.
If you don't tell you no, don't cut the lights on. It's a fucking problem.
Listen, hey, let me tell y'all this. I know a guy that got caught out there like that.
I mean, because it could happen.
It happened to this dude I know.
It happened to my man in the closet.
The bitch said, he's like, yo, why ain't no lights on in here? This after he was kissing and everything. She's like, ain't no lights on. My lights got cut off. But the motherfucking radio played in the house. His dumb ass ain't catch on to it.
Oh, shit.
So if you know that happened to somebody we was with this past weekend, too.
First of all, if some shit like that happened, I need to read about y'all on the news. Because if I've been reading here in the news that y'all killed somebody, y'all suspect, period. I need to know if y'all killed somebody.
My man fucked this dude up because of that. Because he fucked up from the back. And when she came through the project, we all told him she was a dude. And he was like, get the fuck out of here. He went up to her, grabbed her shit. He felt what it was, and he beat the shit out of him in the project.
You supposed to reach around.
Damn.
Yeah,
I guess
he involved with a reach around. But he fucked old boy up.
Hey, this is you gotta look for the signs. And chick was telling me this, like, I don't do the fingers going in my place. I make sure I the lights on. Let me double check that shit. Make sure you ain't got no fresh surgery marks.
If it smell like doo doo, you in the wrong
hole.
You'd be like,
wait a minute,
you could have had with me anyway, though, because you know they getting fresh out the shower for me.
Who is Mark? You the one said about surgery marks?
Yeah.
So you can tell if they have had surgery to be...
I don't know. I know mine look like they got no scars when I came out. So if they got anything irregular looking, I'm going to question it.
But you can look at a female in the front. If it ain't no V, let it go. If it ain't no V, let it go. Because if a nigga got a shit, he can't form that shit into no V.
Wow.
I don't care how far a nigga try to pull the shit
out. Will they lose their Adam's apple?
I don't know about losing no fucking atoms after.
Hold on, y'all. I got my resident raunchiest caller calling in right now. He wants to come in right now. I got Big Homie. You there, Big Homie?
I think I called in for the wrong show. What kind of shit is this?
Homie, y'all.
Oh, Big Homie. What up, people? What, I think I'm at the crying game. What we doing tonight? This shit don't sound right at all. What are we doing tonight, yo?
Tonight's topic is, what's the one thing that turns you on, that gets your blood flowing, that make your dick super hard or makes your pussy super moist? What's the one thing that does it?
And how did y'all get to this point from that topic?
That was T. T asked that crazy-ass question. She said,
yo,
what
she
got to
get
if...
cut off, yo. She got to get cut the fuck off. You on probation, T. You can't ask another question.
You're on probation with that shit.
You took a perfectly good, dig hard conversation and made a nigga dick disappear. Fuck the whole topic up with that dumb shit.
A nigga dick got soft as a motherfucker. Just
yeah, my shit. My shit got missing on the line waiting for the shit to come in. My shit got missing.
Bring us back, big homie.
Oh, God damn, TC, stick to sports, motherfucker. Stay on that sports shit. What turns me on is a hot chick that don't say no. That shit ain't in her vocabulary. Everything is a fucking go. You want some of this? Yes. You want to do this? Yes. You want to do your ass? Yes. You want to suck it? Yes. What's wrong with that, man?
Well, hey, Steph, flip it on him, Steph.
Flip it on him?
Flip it on him. What turns him off the most?
The what? No. She say that shit too many times? Getting that bitch out the car when it's moving. You know what is whack about chicks is that if they don't lack no spontaneity. Like, we could all go to a hotel and fuck. You know, that shit been done a million times. But if you don't automatically suck my dick at the red light, something is wrong with you.
Hey, Big Dave on the line?
Big Dave, you still in, Big Dave? You might have lost Big Dave.
Big homie, are you serious?
You automatically, a red light is an invitation to suck dick. When you see a red light, you start licking your lips.
But what if she drive and you going to go down on her?
Well, if it's possible, yes.
But nah. For me, I think the biggest turn off.
You don't crash and shit.
No,
we at the red light. At the red light is dick sucking season.
Listen, I love that. I like it when I'm driving. I ain't
gotta
be in a red light. I ain't
gotta
be in a red light.
Right. You don't have to.
Bro,
I'm
talking
about
going down on her.
If she's at the red light and her hand calls for all that shit, I don't have a problem with moisturizing her clitoris.
He said her clitoris.
The spontaneity is what's sexy. You don't need an invitation to suck the dick, bitch. If I stop walking, suck the dick.
This nigga retired.
Stupid.
Holy shit.
I'm done. I can't.
Right? Because.
Yes.
She said if it stopped walking,
she stopped walking, sucking dick. God damn.
You must get your dick sucked at least 12 hours out of the day.
That would be nice.
He at the corner waiting for the light to turn green, standing on the corner. He can't miss it.
They don't have to wait for me. They can do it red light, green light, yellow light. Coco Livio, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, all that shit.
Yeah,
but what if they don't suck it right? You going to tell them?
You damn right. I'm going to cut the bitch in the back of the neck.
What you
going to
do, smack him in the bottom, at top of the head?
Yeah, If you ladies on this line
trying to keep gainful employment from a real-ass nigga, suck dick every chance you get. Trust me, it's hard to fire a chick that's sucking dick at every red light.
100%.
Wow.
Wow.
Those are the chicks you don't fire.
Wow. My boss ain't attractive, so I don't give a fuck.
Hey, Tiffany from BK, you said you love doing that, so.
Yeah, but not my boss. He's not attractive at all.
Not your boss.
No,
fire.
You're talking about your man.
All you gotta do is lick her kneecaps.
Hey, hear that? Did you hear that, big homie?
She
said,
"Oh, that
she
should
be you was behind her kneecap."
My kneecap probably look like a rusty oxtail or some shit. I don't know.
No, not an oxtail.
Listen, I know a dude that said if a girl got black ass kneecaps, he's not fucking because she's always sucking dick.
She
don't want
her.
Oh,
she's
wow.
on her knees. She's on her
wow.
knees. She's on her knees.
Maybe she was on her knees a lot when she was a baby.
A baby?
If anything that gives an indication that she sucked a lot of dick in her time is a plus.
Thanks.
I don't
that
want
means
no
you won't
rookie.
Have no problems, like.
I don't want no rookie dick sucker. Give me the professional.
I ain't gonna lie. That's all I really want. Like, my man hit me up and said, yo, man, I fucked up, man. My girl pregnant. I'm like, what is you doing fucking? Let's get to dick suck, nigga. That's it. You fucking
the
up.
The best
you
pussy
fuck.
Is a mouth.
Wow.
Man, if you put so much sperm down her throat that she might get a new spot to get pregnant in.
Nah.
There's no, the best pussy is a mouth.
Wow.
There's no pussy better than a mouth.
Wow.
All y'all chicks that think y'all got some good
pussy, you
fucked
up. You know how you throw up, you're going to see. If you see somebody throw up, you're going to see what they ate that day. Fucking with you, they're going to throwing up cum all day.
And all y'all chicks that think y'all got good pussy, you have better mouth.
Oh,
no pussy cannot fuck with your mouth.
God, I can't.
Yo, this chick asked me stuff. She got fucking. She was like, she wanted to do what she wanted to do. And I'm like, in the bed. I'm like, well, okay, what you mean by that? It ain't too much. I said, as long as you ain't trying to, you know, stick nothing on my asshole, I don't have too many limitations. But I can't figure out what the fuck she want to do that would make me want to say no. So what's the limitations? What am I missing?
Now, what are you missing towards what now?
What the fuck does she want to do that she would think I would say no to?
What does she, hold up,
other
she wants to know what she wants to do stuff with you in the bed, right? But she said
right.
You might say no?
Yeah. I said, as long as it ain't nothing going up the ass,
I'm going to say no to her licking her ass.
You told her that as long as it ain't up your ass, you good. And she said, okay.
Yeah, she was like, well, just think about it. I was like, well, what the fuck could it be?
She might want to bring some farm animals in the bed or something with you, dude.
Huh?
She might want to bring some animals in the bed with you or some farm animals, some sheep or some shit, nigga.
You better watch that shit. You trying to bring little shit and put nothing in your
ass. Is it Becky, Steph?
Is it Becky?
Is it Becky?
I don't know, son.
Oh,
them Becky's is nice,
yo.
If you got a Becky, you good money.
You'll see 1027.
Huh?
You got a Becky, you good money, son.
She's a what, 27?
You'll see her on the 27th.
Okay. Maybe she wants it like a golden shower or some shit, dude. I don't know.
I don't know.
A pee on her, nigga.
I piss on that bitch.
You might want to, but she said, dude, you might want to pee on you.
Nah, she ain't pissing on me. I'm gonna slap shit out of you.
No motherfucking body pissing on me. Oh, fuck that shit. Keep that shit in the toilet bowl in a bottle.
That's disgusting.
Listen, just put some,
I'll get some pop
over the bed. Put some pop over the bed.
Now you remember me calling? You call me telling you that?
Mm-mm.
Who the fuck is that playing music in the background? What is this? Monday night? Club scene?
I don't know. That might be. That's you, big homie.
Man, I don't know, nigga.
I'm gonna tell all your teachers. I'm telling Mr. O. To tell all
that's
your
Big
teachers.
D. That's Big Dave playing that music.
What, that's Big Dave playing that music?
What the fuck you out there doing, Dave and shit? Talking about holding me and shit. What that shit you playing back there? You on a talk show? You got some shit out
there.
You
man,
homie.
Real talk, big homie. The mad rapper.
That nigga said, what you back there doing, holding me?
That's
Rich, right? That's Rich, right?
Yeah.
The fuck that shit the day after we started talking about the dude and shit. What the fuck? He started talking about the dude. He started talking about some homie shit. I said, what the fuck? There's a lot of shit we don't know about Big Dave. Yo, Dave, come out that house.
I think it says a lot of shit we don't know about Dave, yo.
He got too many strikes against him. Mm-mm.
Yeah. Two motherfucking mini shit.
Big Dave, where Dave from?
That nigga went from baseball
Big Dave
to
New Jersey.
New Jersey, I don't never heard no Big Dave on this. Who the fuck is Big Dave?
Who's heard of Big Dave before?
Jersey, he sound like he live in Pumpkin, Alabama somewhere.
Wow.
Big Dave?
Shit.
Big Dave must on him. Big Dave must put the phone down. He don't hear.
We got new vagina on the air. New vagina on the phone.
Yeah, we have Shelly on the air, big homie. Shelly is new on the air. Shelly.
Yes. Shelly.
Yes. What's up?
How's your anal?
Oh, damn.
I'm done.
Oh, damn. You said, how's the ass?
Hey, listen, I got a question. Listen,
have you ever came for your anal, Shelly?
Go ahead, Shelly. What you want to ask, Shelly?
What?
Have you ever came for your anal, Shelly?
You know what?
No, but I'm saying, though, y'all on the first date, man, she got to get that. if I fuck you menu. You know, advertiser.
He said, if I fuck you menu. Oh, shit.
You don't get the full menu.
You got to put me on that.
Where I can get that menu at?
That's the advertising shit. All that shit for $9.99.
We look at the menu. The left side of the menu, homie. The left side of the menu. That's it.
Wait a minute. So you're telling me
everything
from
the left side.
The right side is the fucking menu.
Are you supposed to do that? I mean, what?
Yeah. Fuck that. Listen, Shelly, how long you been talking to him on the phone?
I see him at the gym every day.
So y'all ain't speaking on the phone and y'all just been talking at the gym, that's it?
That's it. We just been talking at the gym. He helps me out or whatever. We have the same regimen.
Yeah, he's going to help you out of that pussy. That's what he's going to help you out of.
He's
standing
behind you at the gym. He's standing behind you at the gym.
He doesn't.
Shelly, just give him the...
What?
You want to fuck him, right?
She already has it in her mind, so she can go ahead and fuck.
All right, so might just go ahead and do it. Ain't nobody going to judge you or question you. That's your pussy.
Exactly.
I'm going to tell you right now, Shelly. Hold on, Shelly. I'm going to tell you right now.
No dates or nothing. Just time and date.
Fuck all of that time and
date,
man.
A date is overrated.
I'm coming. Hold on. We got a new call on this. Selena, you there, baby? Come on in, Selena.
I'm here. Is overrated, yo.
Yes, we can hear you.
I'm here. Can y'all hear me?
Yes, we can hear you, baby.
Hey, okay, good, because I've been trying to interject to help my friend Shelly out, because y'all are killing her on there.
She's killing herself with that dumbass shit. Waiting a fucking nigga.
It's a question I wanted to ask.
Your pussy is wet, and you're questioning when should you fuck him?
Oh, my God. Can I help my friend out? Listen, my thing is, first of all, I don't go for that whole take me out and however much you spend, you might get something, whatever. First of all, before I even decide to go out with somebody, I already know what I want from this person for the most part. Not 100%, but for the most part.
There you go.
Not for nothing. You don't have to pay for my meal. I might pay for yours. If I want to fuck with you on the first date.
Hold on.
I think we're all grown. If I feel like I want to sleep with somebody on the first night, that's what I decide to do. If we both grown, we both make the decision to do that, then that's what's going to happen. It don't matter
who you
pay for what. Huh?
You admit you know from the start if you're going to fuck them or not.
Man, all women know that, man.
Prior to the end of that first date, probably prior to even going out with them.
Yeah.
I don't
know if you're
going to
sleep with them or not.
So that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, most women just be stalling to save face.
Hey, Mark, you know it is, Mark. When we go out and check on a date, we don't know if we're going to fuck. The girl,
I feel like if I take them out before, I wasted my damn money.
For the most part, we know
off
the bat whether
we're going to
fuck you or not.
That's true.
Exactly. They want to stall. And I'll be like, how many times I got to take them out before she fool? Or before I give up.
Hey, when I go out on the first time on a date, from my picking you up from the door, I'm doing little shots on the radar about fucking. I'm like, hey, you look very nice. You'll look better with some dick in you. You want some dick in you?
That might just be somebody who just wants you to take them out to spend some money on. They might not even ever intend on giving you any. They just want to hang out.
That's what pisses me off with women. Because y'all got it made, you know. It ain't too many women. What's your name?
Selena.
My name is
Selena. It ain't too many women that's going to keep it real like that. They going to bullshit you.
Come out. Let's not give these chicks too much credit.
If you go out with them, you take them out one or two, you always expect it to pay. Then you got to sit there and bullshit, spend time with them. Go somewhere you don't want to.
Let's not give these chicks too many questions. I mean, credit. I want all the chicks to be quiet right now, and I just want the men to speak on this shit.
Because we
done went out on a lot of fucking dates, and I done smashed a lot of chicks on day one. So there's a lot of first date fucking going on. It's just not a lot of commitment going on.
That's true. That is true. I agree with that.
But I big home, let me ask you this. What if she gave it up too easy? You still want it?
Listen, I look at it like this. It's me. You're supposed to fuck me easy. I'm not Joe Neckbone. I'm not Joe Neckbone. I'm a fucking win. I'm a good look. You're supposed to fuck
me. I know that, but you, like, that's how I feel. But, like, if I feel I made her do it on the first date, then I don't want that shit. If she wanted to, if it was too much on me, like, she just came too aggressive, like, man, she might be trying to get me back or something. Like, she know one of her friends, I fucked one of her friends or something.
That's what I'm saying. If I see her fucking with OG Mudbone, and she fucked OG Mudbone on the first day, now I'm looking at her sideways.
You said my main man, Big Ho, you got it. That's what I'm talking about.
If I pull up and I'm looking like new money and my bankroll is right, my personality is tight, my swag is together, I got a career, I got a future, all my shit lined up, and you don't want to fuck me, guess what? Now I don't want to fuck you.
We understand. All right, now, we right, because I be saying something. I be like, man.
And listen, a chick is not getting a second opportunity not to fuck me. You blow that shit one time, you a wrap.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
Listen, I'm with you 100%, big homie. Listen, if
me
the chick fucked me on the first date, I think I won. But if I find out she fucked this derelict ass thing on the first date,
yeah,
I don't want nothing else to do with it.
Yeah, dog, this is the worst thing
about
it.
Okay, maybe derelict to you, maybe good dick to her.
Right, this is true.
No.
Everything
I know he's a derelict, and I know you smashed. I ain't fucking with you.
But you don't know what the dick was like, though.
Man.
Maybe she heard from one of her girlfriends.
But I know
you
can
your dick game represents your swag. If your swag is there, you gonna have it. Like, it flow and flow. It's hand in hand. They work together.
If you fuck a square nigga that I know the square, I don't give a fuck how good the square nigga fuck the shit out you. If he's a fucking square nigga and you fuck him,
no,
y'all both getting clown. When I see y'all together, I'm like, yo, you fuck that square nigga? This square nigga? Oh, you need to kick that square nigga.
So, lady,
you a square
bitch. Do you understand that? How
this,
I say when your dick
right
represents
here,
your swag?
This nigga right
no,
here?
No, that's true.
Yeah,
that's
exactly.
True.
You fuck this nigga? Oh, y'all made for each other. You must be a square bitch.
If you walk in a club and your swag is there, you know you can fuck. You know you can hold doors. If that chick take you home, you all right when you walk in a club. I'm going to go toe-to-toe with this nigga. That's how your swag got to be, and we walk in that spot wherever you think.
I'm gonna let that square nigga have you, and I'm gonna fuck all your friends, and they're gonna tell you fucked
wow.
the wrong one, girl. This nigga right here is the truth. You got the wrong one.
And then the chicks give it away if she fucked somebody in there and his dick game was booty. If she comes in there and he by himself, she by himself, says, hey, what's up? You seeing me tonight? You know you did your job. But if you walk in there and she ain't one, she like, man, let me just meet somebody else. Your dick game is whack. Don't talk to her no more. Leave her alone.
I don't have that problem because I don't fuck for free time. I fuck to make movies. If I ain't making a movie, if my heart ain't in it, I ain't got the energy, I'm tired, I ain't doing it. I'm trying to move.
So what happened, big homie, when you fucking a chick and you go, you doing your number, but she whack. How do you handle that?
I'm not fucking no more. I'm asking the big homie, I'm not getting that no more.
I just get my shit off, roll over, pick my phone up, and call somebody that's official in her face. Like, hold on, I just finished smashing something that wasn't proper. Now I need something that's proper. Where you at? In her face.
You crazy as hell. I ain't gonna get that far, because that shit, if it's trash, I'd be there tomorrow trying to make myself nice. If it's garbage,
nah, I'm
gonna
get her reason.
Trash,
I'm gonna get her reason.
I fake that I'm myself.
There you go.
Dudes fake nuts too. I don't fake it like I came and got the fuck up and had to go real quick.
Yes,
yo, remember when the beepers was big? I used to beat myself. Oh shit, I gotta go.
Turn it wrong. Turn it. Pull the button all the way up. Go.
Beep,
beep,
beep.
Because you know when you got your boys, big homie, like you know one of your mans on the phone, you gotta hold it down and take one for the team. Your man always want me to take one for the team and give me the one that he don't want.
Hey, but listen, hey, Mark, but something's wrong if you're always the one that got to take it for the team. That means you ain't doing the fucking
thing. No. Because you know when I'm going out, like with you, I got to get the one that you don't know. Know what I mean? The extra.
Here we fucking go. Here we
you make me get the
yeah, hold on. This ain't for everybody to hear. Y'all niggas talk about that shit in private, yo. Hold on. Y'all giving up too much information right now on the line, yo.
Sorry, nah, I'm just bullshit.
No, you're not. Don't try to clean that shit up now.
Now we bullshit.
Y'all fucking us all up with this conversation. No, we all know what with this
hey,
one.
Steph, we can find out. You know how we do.
You know how we do, son.
Them two friends right there.
I'm gonna tell you what chicks' problem is. They put too much value in their pussy. You know what I mean? That's like,
I do the same shit.
No, listen. Let me explain it.
Too much value. Let him explain because this is gonna
be
good. I'm sure.
Y'all really believe that niggas just want to fuck all the time? Like it's just, oh, he just want to fuck you. No, we might like you, but we also human beings. Like, you can't take a man out of a man. We're going to be men before we be anything. So I might like the shit out of you, but I'm going to also want to fuck you. Y'all be thinking that niggas is always about the pussy. No, I want to hang out.
Now, see, I completely disagree with you. I don't feel like that.
Well, you one out of a million. When guys get with chicks and shit, and you say, yo, can I hang out? And what's new, sir? The first thing a chick thinking, you ain't getting no pussy, or you want some pussy? Chick just want to hang out.
But that's
hey, Selena,
you don't
let me, hey, Selena, you
want to fuck
up. Selena, you got a, your friend is Tiffany, right?
No.
My friend is Tiffany, no.
Which one is your friend on here that you was
Shelly,
talking
about?
Shelly
and Selena, right?
Ain't
yes.
Shelly with the one with the nice anus?
Let me ask you, are y'all really friends outside of just, y'all know each other, right?
We know each other, yes. We
y'all
don't
cool
live in the same
like
state
y'all
right now, but we're cool, yes.
All right, so let me ask you this. This is how you know if you're real good, like close with a girl and a dude. Like me and my, like a couple of my boys I know I really fuck with. Like my people, like I could tell our shit, whatever. Would you, in a situation where you and your friend had a drunk night, right? Y'all
uh-huh.
drunk as hell. Steph, why you say y'all go? Cause you know I'm going.
That wasn't me. That was Big Homie that said that.
Like say you got your girl, and y'all somewhere, and your girl coming, your dude coming in. Like listen, let's just go up and jump. Y'all friends like that, you could say, let me let my girl get some too, from one of your dudes. Would you let that happen?
I would have to say no. I don't think chicks do that, really.
Chicks don't do that, because when chicks get good dick,
you're not content that you could do it with your girl like that?
Say that one more time.
Are you content enough to do that with your girl?
Am I content enough to do that with my girl? First of all, I wouldn't really ask my girl to do anything that I don't think that she would do.
You don't think you in there getting something? She's sitting in the living room. You don't think she moist?
Oh my god!
Yo, chicks is not sharing good
wow.
things unless you give
exactly.
them an ultimatum.
There you go.
Unless you give
ultimatum.
Them an ultimatum.
Oh no!
Yeah.
Fuck an ultimatum. Ultimatum. Yo, you gotta
uh-uh.
go, my nigga. Bye bye.
Exactly.
I'm going. But I'm gonna still give your ass the ultimatum. Either you let me smash your homie.
Okay, she won't do that. But switch it. What if you land y'all in a single hotel room? On vacation, she got her dude, you got her dude. Would y'all smash right next to each other?
Of course.
Honestly, yes. Yeah.
All right, so what if anybody drunk and be like, switch? Like a house party.
Wow.
That's
you
possible.
That?
That's possible.
Could you handle
I'm
that?
I'm not going to be a good friend, girl. I'm not going to be a good friend.
Get the fuck out of here.
I'm not a good friend.
First of all, before you even, like, before that situation even could possibly come to happen, you would know whether your girl gets down like that or not. So it
you
depends
don't never
on
know your girlfriend that way.
The best time is the spur of the moment.
That's
one,
not
I'm
true.
Telling you. The
Listen,
best one is the spur of the moment.
Every
spur
girl,
of the moment, I would have to
girl,
say no.
Every girl says, my friends is not like that until you got your dick in her friend's mouth and her friend is like that.
See, that's not true because I know some friends who would absolutely do that, but I know some friends who absolutely would not
do
that.
The ones that you think absolutely would not do it is the ones that will do it. You don't fuck girls, do you?
If it's not your main man, like your husband and your man,
they
like
will
that,
fuck that nigga.
Welcome. switch it, switch it. Like, if my boy, like, any of them, like, I call my main friends, if I'm laying there, I'll be like, yo, it's go time because
they do
it's B-O-E, and it should be G-O-E.
Men are different, though.
Girls over G-O-N, whatever it is, girls over niggas and bros over hoes.
See, women don't usually think like that, though.
You don't know that because you don't fuck women.
What's the other friend name? Would you do that friend?
If she's an EK, then that's what it is, an easy kill.
Wow.
What's the other friend name that didn't say? What's the other one? What's her name?
What's the other one?
The other one is Shelly. Obviously, we don't want you on here because y'all put me on the spot right now.
Shelly, what's your point on it, Shelly? Would you do
we need
it?
We need some help on here.
What?
No, that can't ain't no help for this shit.
It's already.
Nobody can save you. You fucking punk.
I mean,
can save you, punk.
And the one that said that, she would do that shit. I'm telling you, she would do it.
Oh my god. What
the
one
that
said,
just said
no?
that? I don't want to be put on the spot. She'd do that shit. She'd be drunk as hell. Like whatever, keep it going. She'd do it. You gotta catch up.
One thing I learned about chicks, right? I don't fuck with too many guys because dudes is worse than bitches. But I will hang out with some chicks in a minute. So here's what I learned. Whenever you start talking about not my girls, you already lost your nigga. You got to come into it like every bitch will fuck my dude. And that's the only way you will keep your dude. When you start thinking, not her, she won't do that to me.
My look at that is I'd rather do it with the girl that I know that would do it with me than the girl that do it behind my back.
Well, you'll never know, so you might as well just do it with everybody.
That's how you got to look. If your girl straight to do it with you right there, that's a good friend. The ones that do it behind your back and don't tell you.
Oh, man.
I don't agree with that totally because the chick that's agreeing to do it right there in the spot, they're looking at that nigga on the low sideways for the longest. And your girl should not be looking at the guy for the longest.
Okay, hold on, y'all. We have another call in there. Hold on, y'all. We have the mayor on the line. Mayor, you there?
Hey, what's going on? What's the deal?
Hold on. This
my ears
is
like got
what
hurting
that?
Right now. I don't know what to do, so I can jump in, man. What's happening?
Who this, Picasso? Who this?
No, it's the mayor, man.
What's up, babe? What's up, mayor?
Yes, sir. That's live and direct, my dude.
What's up? What's going on, playboy?
I'm trying to see what the topic is so I can get the topic
it out. The topic of today is what's the one thing that gets your hormones flowing? The one thing that gets your dick about to bust out your pants?
Hey, Dallas,
did
you answer that question? First of all,
I never had the opportunity to answer that.
No, let's answer that question.
You came in for help, for backup. You didn't get a chance to answer the question,
yeah, that
baby.
Is true.
Let her answer that shit. She was here first. I want to hear this.
Yeah, Shelly, what's the one thing that gets your pussy throbbing, gets it moist, wet?
Shelly or Selena, which one you?
Selena.
Oh, actually, the main thing for me, I like a nice shaven pubic area.
That gets you horny.
That definitely gets you horny.
Yo, I'm gonna answer this question right quick. What gets me motivated like that is first of all, I'm motivated off the physical. So if I see something that I'm attracted to physically, and eye contact is cool too. You know what I'm saying? So if the eye contact is a little bit longer than lingering, then that means both of y'all ready. So you definitely put your toe in. You know what I'm saying? You like what you see. She like what she sees, and then everything else can go from there. Nice little conversation.
How you going for the long version? I just went for the short version.
Like, so if his pubic hair is shaved and his shit is a midget, you still good?
Fine. That's not fair.
No, absolutely not.
I just went for the short version. I didn't go for like the whole entire from beginning to end with the whole eye contact thing.
No, I'm just talking about the shaved elegant shit. Fuck the eye contact shit. If his shit is shaved and he's a midget,
no,
you good with that?
But that's
absolutely
what you
not.
Anyway, so
no.
You know
absolutely
mean?
Not. No.
Okay, I'm just checking.
I imagine you like to keep yours a ball eagle too, right, Selena?
Yes.
Oh, nice, nice,
yes.
Selena.
Nice,
how much you
tight.
Weigh, Selena? How much you weigh?
How much do I weigh? About 157.
How tall are you?
4'11"? Really? 4'11"? No, I'm 5'7".
Okay.
Oh, that's nice.
You're nice.
You're nice. Thicker. It sounds like it's a nice situation, right?
I don't want you to look like you don't look like Precious on paper.
Wait, say again.
You don't look like Precious, do you?
Oh my God. I would like to say no.
Come on, girl, that's it. I said on paper, I will fuck her. On paper.
Yeah, she sounds like a nice catch right now.
Oh my God.
What is that in comparison to Precious?
I'm about to unpress one.
Do you look like punk motherfucker that ran off the line?
Selena.
Yes.
Do you look like the real Selena?
No, I don't.
That's about
157 right there now. That was about 157.
Yeah, and she was about what, like 4'11 or something?
Yeah, she was
about 5'4", 5'5".
And I'm also not Hispanic, so I'm also not Hispanic, so no, I do not look like her.
You got Hispanic qualities, features.
You got the body of the leader?
No, I don't.
Your ass look like you eat beans and rice?
Oh my God! You know what?
Dude, you got a beans and rice ass.
No, I do not.
You got a great future behind you, though, right? Yeah.
You know, so
oh my God! How did this suddenly change?
I don't know. I have no idea.
Yeah, y'all gonna run another one off from pressing one name.
But she get the fuck out of here.
What is the next question?
Do you got a pancake? You got a Belgian waffle back there.
Got a what?
A Belgian waffle.
Yeah,
a Belgian waffle.
Oh my God. Holy shit.
You still here? See, I'm
the interrogation is over because this is way off topic.
Yeah.
It always goes off topic.
Y'all talking to her, so I'm just listening and cracking up.
Hey, who cracking up? Who's cracking
up? That's Shelly.
Tiffany from Brooklyn.
Shelly with the nice anal?
No, that's not Shelly. That's
you know what?
Tiffany from Brooklyn,
what?
Man.
Y'all made that up about Shelly.
Tiffany from Brooklyn sounds like she got a deductor, don't.
And I don't.
No?
We got a bunch of flat-ass chicks on the phone?
Hold on, y'all. Selena has backup. We have Rachel on the line.
Thank God.
Yes, right.
How you doing tonight, Rachel, baby?
I'm fine. Hi, everybody.
Hi, Ann.
Sound like another pancake.
Another pancake.
Is that Bill's wife? Rachel?
This is
Selena's sister, y'all.
Yes.
Yeah.
Selena's sister, does your sister have a flat black?
Oh.
Does she have an 89 Civic?
She's beautiful. I'm not saying that just because she's my sister. She's beautiful. You guys love her. I know y'all
don't
look through her
on
Facebook already. I
hear
y'all.
No, nobody ain't looked her ass up on Facebook.
Oh,
no, stop it.
Yo, hold on. My lines are lit up, y'all.
My ass is lit up even on Facebook.
Please press one.
I do Facebook, but I don't have my ass on there.
Y'all hormone, y'all horny ass mofos won't shut up. Y'all, my lines are on fire. Please press one and join in the conversation. I have another call. I have Kim on the line. Kim, you there? She ain't got no flat back. Kim, you there?
Hey,
yes,
Kim.
Hey.
Did you come
Kim.
To help us, Kim?
Yes, I did.
We need it right now.
Uh-oh,
thank you.
Uh-oh. They got
Kim,
up,
how's your oral, Kim?
Oh, my God.
Hey, big home, ask her how her back looks.
I'm going to start with the mouth first, because the mouth is the most sexiest part on a woman when she ain't talking.
All right, she had it. Oh, my
God.
Oh, shoot, she quiet, big homie. She got a flat back.
Steph, all you get pancakes for your survey today?
Nah, man. All my girls on there, ain't none of them no pancakes, man. They just talking that shit. They all thick, dude. They all thick.
You know every last one of these? Jokers in?
What are
you talking about?
All right,
you know,
hey, big homie.
Hey, Dallas, you vouching for all this Joker said?
Hey, big homie, since we can't get now, man, I'm just saying, tell him to pass hot syrup. Now, I mean, we got to take these pancakes.
All right. Let me ask you ladies some questions. Some real questions. Y'all ready, ladies?
Yes. Ready.
I'm ready.
Okay, so this dude is fucking you, right? And y'all been fucking.
Hold on, big homie. Before you answer the question, let me just get this other call on the line, and then you go to your question. Mark,
okay.
You there?
Yeah.
Mark, you there, baby?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, go ahead, big homie.
All right, ladies, so you've been fucking this dude. Y'all partners, y'all been fucking for a minute. So your pussy is overflowing, he's doing the right thing. Right? You follow me so far?
Yes.
All right. Then he's about to come. He pulls out, comes all over his hands and fingers, and then he puts it in your mouth. How do you feel about that?
I feel excited.
I'll
be mad.
Who's
excited?
Who's
excited?
Hold up. Who said they was going to be excited?
Right.
Kim said that, I think.
Only Kim? What about you, Shelly?
Absolutely not.
I'm going to be mad. Shalina, what about
you, Shalina? Honestly, I personally don't like the taste of it, so... But if he can... Wait. Hold on. Let me finish. If he pulls out and wants to come in my mouth, that's totally different because I don't have to taste it. But all over his hands and all that, I'm not doing all that.
Who said that? Wait, who said that? Selena?
Selena fucking fired. Selena, you fucking fired, Selena.
I'm sorry. I'll be fired for that. I'm sorry.
No, she's saying she want to take it out and then put it in my mouth? Oh, God. Damn.
But the fingers is different? How is the fingers different?
You
that means you
got to
lick it off your fingers.
Hey, Kim. Is that your sister? Selena, your sister, you said?
No. Selena and Rachel are sisters.
Oh, my God. What? God. Hey, I like that.
But Kim is a winner, though. Kim, look me up.
No, Selena, big homie, did you hear what she said? She
what?
Said, it's okay if you want to take it out and then put it in my mouth.
Yeah, but that's beginner shit. That's beginner shit. Fuck her.
That's
beginner
shit.
You won.
Die.
Beginner shit. Anybody in the eighth grade can do that shit. Any bitch in the eighth grade can do that shit.
I'm going to tell you this. I'm going to flip that shit. I'll try to flip anything. If a chick, if I'm fucking a chick and before she comes, she sit up, she ride, and then she nut on her hand, and she put that shit on my face, I'm going to take my other hand and slap the shit out of it. She put, now she cut nut on her hand, and then she rubbed that shit on your feet. Man, I'm going to fuck her ass with the other one.
Oh, my God. Y'all are so funny.
You got to look at that.
I kind of knew you were smacking that bitch, son, the way you started off.
Hey, big homie.
I knew you was going to smack her, son, the way you started off.
I'm trying to figure something out, though.
Okay.
She said she don't like the way it tastes.
But she can just swallow them. She ain't got to taste it. She just blew right for the go.
That's right.
Yeah, but I don't like that. That's that seventh grade shit. She fired.
That's right. Fire me for that. I'll take that.
Yeah, go ahead and say it. I don't want to touch you no more.
Don't worry about that, baby.
We ain't friends with men.
Who is that, Selena or Kim?
That's Selena. Me and Selena ain't even friends no more. I said I'll be fired for that.
That's all right.
Hey, Selena, all hope is not lost, baby. I could take it. You can take it all and swallow it however you like.
Selena, we ain't even friends no more, Selena. That's it. Our friendship is over.
That's all right. I ain't taking that one back.
You like to take a shower before you get right? You like to take a shower?
This
yes,
dude.
I do.
This motherfucker.
You all right with me, baby?
You know she going to say yes. Even the dirtiest bitches say they take showers.
That is true. That is actually true.
Not true, sir. We had them other ones on here. Remember them other girls? They was ready. They said they want to get it right in. Well, you know, sweating coming from the gym, nasty motherfucker.
No.
Tastes like salt.
Ew. Oh, that's nasty.
They still told the truth, unlike Selena.
Wait, what did I lie about?
She told the truth. She said she don't want
to
put it on her finger. She wanted a full cup. She wanted a shot of the cup. She don't want to. She don't want to do that.
I have Selena sucking every finger dry.
Well, you got to get the other one to answer that. You got to get Tamika to answer that. You got to get the other one. What's up, Rachel?
You said no, right, Tiffany?
I didn't say
Rachel
anything.
Answered it.
Tiffany got to answer it.
I answered it. Rachel answered it.
Oh, no. Mm-mm.
Rachel answered it is the other one. What's Selena's sister
name?
Rachel. No, what's Selena's friend?
Shelly said no.
Yeah, that's the one I'm missing. We need to find out because they friends. They think alike.
A bunch of lying ass fuckers.
Go ahead, Selena. I mean, Shelly. How do you like to come? You like it on the hand or you want a shot?
A bunch of lying ass hookers.
Hey, Shelly knew that this week.
No, Shelly called in before. That's my girl from down south.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah. She knows she is.
She's on your way there, big homie.
Which is?
I live in Raleigh.
Raleigh.
Oh, it's nowhere. Oh, what part of where? Hold up. Come on. Everybody shut the fuck up.
Oh, shit.
Where you at in Raleigh, Shelly?
What?
Where you at in Raleigh? Like, where you at?
I live in Raleigh.
Yeah, just hit the button. You want the key?
You being fresh, Shelly?
I live in Raleigh. Where do you live?
I live in Charlotte.
Oh, Charlotte's about 2 hours from me.
I don't need to know how far it is. I know that.
Well, why are you asking me about Raleigh then?
I'm like, you know what, Shelly? You just blew some good penis.
Let's go.
Fucking shut yourself in the fucking coochie.
That's fine. I'm all right with that. I'm all right with that.
You ain't all right with that. You don't know what you blew. You just blew the big dipper.
That's all right.
Oh,
I'm good.
Selena, you in Raleigh too?
No, I'm not. I'm actually in on Long Island at Riverhead.
Oh, Riverhead? Riverhead. Okay.
Mm. Oh,
you
want to go Riverhead,
Selena? You got to get. You got to. Woo! Give it to the rest of the Goodfellas Barbershop.
No, I drive Riverhead. That's like going to the track out there. You just go to the track out there, Riverhead.
I ain't ask you if you would drive out there. I would drive the fuck out there.
Ain't nobody ask you to drive no damn Riverhead.
She got to ride with me to Riverhead and suck the dick on the way there. I'm not just going there.
Oh, my God. At every stoplight, right?
Yeah, well, there ain't no lights on along LIE, so. So and you just have a sore jawbone. Watch out.
Oh, my God.
Locked jaw.
Right.
So, hey, big homie, do you find that Southern girls suck a bit better than the city girls?
Hell yeah.
Oh, please.
Well, listen,
big homie
listen.
Used to live in the city. He moved to Charlotte. He's a New Yorker.
Yeah. I know, that's why I asked him. I know you know the difference, but you know.
Well, I'll tell you what the difference is. New York chicks don't really appreciate niggas like they supposed to because they gas the fuck up. But a country chick, she really appreciates a New York nigga.
Honestly, I have heard that, though. I've heard that,
so
too.
They suck a dick like it's the last dick on earth.
Right, right. So you prefer an experienced chick or a veteran?
I need me a hoe. I just got to be a straight up and down whore.
Wow.
I ain't got no time for no adolescent pussy got to teach you or none of that shit. You got to come with your own tricks, and you can't be afraid to use them.
Grow the fuck up. What, you taking notes, motherfucker? What the fuck? That's the only shit. What, you don't know your own shit, nigga? You don't taking notes? Homie, you giving them notes and shit?
Listen, see when you see that's the thing, son. When you feel you know everything, then you lose. That's when the next time I'm taking it for all you niggas.
It ain't about knowing everything, but you know what the fuck you like, right? Shit.
I know I'm mad, but hey, this nigga say he's the king of the chick suckers. I said shit, I'm gonna take something from him.
God damn.
Hey,
a dumb motherfucker.
Hey.
yo, this nigga was
trying
to get a fucking curfew, yo.
Hey, big homie, I'm trying to get the chicks. I'm trying to put the chicks on you. Like, put the engine one second.
And I appreciate it.
And I
appreciate
it. Real talk shit.
I appreciate it. Fuck Rich.
Hey, I'm trying to work in the game.
Hey, well, me and you doing this shit tag team, son. Fuck Rich.
Hey, tell him, we go back to the beginning of the show. We
We played Shy Brother on this motherfucker before.
That nigga Rich gonna make us call in on his show and get his ass fired. Take me call in, Rich. You know if I call in, you get fired, son.
Real talk was supposed to be real. He did a mag. He can't participate.
I don't think I'll be able to fire Rich.
You're the CEO. We know you're the CEO over there, nigga, but we're going to still have your office on some suspension or something, nigga. You're going to get suspended or something, nigga.
Hey,
they're going to censor his ass, huh? Yeah, they're going to censor his ass like Fareez or whatever the fuck that nigga was.
Hey,
Wilson, I understand why you had to come on there like that. I know you was dealing with some other dude from North that was telling some stories. So I could vouch for mine. I ain't gonna call nobody up and they gonna say my dick game was booty or my head game was whack.
I didn't say you were gay.
What are you referring to, motherfucker?
Oh, there you go, right there.
I said, punch me, shot spotted. Shot spotted, man.
Hey, Big Dad, I ain't saying your name, Big Dad. I ain't saying your name.
Hold it. What are you doing?
Yeah, they should have hit you up on the
highway.
As soon as they mentioned him, he popped up mysteriously.
Yeah, we've been calling Dave for like 20 minutes, and then somebody said his dick was whack. Nigga, like, who are you talking about?
What kind of shit? That's some shit. That's some fucking I Spy bullshit.
Oh my God, man. Y'all motherfuckers.
You never know. Why not you pick up the rattlesnakes? They know to bite. Y'all pick them up anyhow. I was on the phone
for
a little while, man. Just listening.
Every lady on here has no problem with jumping off the penis and sucking it wet. Is that what
not
I'm hearing?
Not a problem.
Nobody got a problem with that?
No.
Hey, Sheila, you got a problem with that, Selena?
Yeah, no,
somebody,
not a problem.
We got friends again.
Selena, we friends again.
Oh, yeah, thank you.
I missed it. Say it again.
The question was, do you ladies have a problem with riding the dick and then jumping off the dick and then sucking it?
Not at all.
Not at all.
Yeah, all of us is friends now. We all friends.
We're all in agreement with that one.
But not just sucking it, not sucking his stuff, letting him come on his hand and then putting his fingers in his mouth.
Somebody got a problem with that part.
That was Selena. We ain't friends again.
Y'all leave my baby Selena alone. Ain't nothing wrong with not putting her mouth, just putting it directly in there and letting it draft.
Nothing
wrong with that, Selena.
Who said they don't got a problem with none of that shit?
Rachel doesn't have a problem with any of it.
Rachel, how you doing, Rachel?
Shit.
Am I the only person? Ladies,
yes. Hey, Selena.
Yes.
What does it taste like?
I can't explain it. It's not a taste that you can compare to anything.
Of
the consistency of it. It's like eating clams or something. I don't eat none of that stuff. That's
crazy. Let me tell you like this. I'm just trying to be good for the ladies. I'm trying to tell you something now. They show a chick that I know, right? That I was for a while, right?
Somebody got a lot of background noise. I can barely hear.
Somebody got a TV on it.
Yeah, somebody got feedback or something, yo.
Yeah,
a
I could
chick
barely
told
hear.
Me it know what it tastes like. It determines, it changes every time depending on what you eat. So
well,
you
she
got to
work that shit out between herself because I don't give a fuck what it tastes like to her.
So you, is that true, ladies? Is that true? Do you taste it? When y'all swallow cum, does it taste different?
No.
I don't know. I always got
no.
Mm-hmm.
I would say no. I would say no.
If you swallow the same person's cum, it tastes the same.
I don't think it matters
saying,
what they eat. I think
so
that's frozen.
What if you had a buffet of cum?
It doesn't
taste the same.
Oh, my God.
Yo, my dude, can you let that shit go? My God, can you? For me, can you do it for me, son? Can you do it for me?
Okay, can I ask a question then for the men?
Yes.
After a woman takes a nut in her mouth, why are you willing to kiss her afterwards?
No question. No. Hell no.
Okay, that's a no. Who else says no? Everybody says no?
I have. After she, this is after she spits it out and everything?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Who asked? What's her name? Was
it either yes, that's Selena. Either she swallows it or spits it out. Whatever she does, she still took it in her mouth.
We ain't going to tongue kiss, though. It ain't going to be a tongue kiss.
I just want to lick.
Nigga,
no, I ain't sitting my tongue out of
his
throat, though.
Yeah, nigga, be on tongue
kiss. I've done it. I have done it only because I want that chick to taste what she tastes like. So if you kiss me, you know
no,
what
you
got in my mouth.
The point.
No.
I'm sure all of them are lying. I'm sure all of them have done it.
Exactly.
Listen, if she was to kiss you, that means she would have kissed you right after you ate that. She's satisfied with her twat.
She said,
okay,
after you come in the chick's mouth, after you come in her mouth, do you
kiss
her?
Wait, Kim said something.
Oh, no,
not me.
Hold on, y'all. Hold on. Kim, what you say, Kim?
No, I said, okay, 9 times out of 10 with what I think Mark was just saying. Most women know what they taste like. Like, they don't need
know that.
Right.
Y'all don't know what y'all smell like.
Of course, every day.
The whole world be funky, and the chick be like, that ain't me.
I ain't teaching them all the tricks. That's what the dude do. They know what they smell like, taste like. Cause I'm gonna let you know. I'm gonna finger you real quick before I go in there, and I rub it across your face like I'm touching your face. And she smells. She smells. If they make any movement, then she mad as hell. Cause I'm like, yeah, you think I'm gonna fuck that?
Oh my
god! First of all,
any woman who even cares what she smells like should know that already. You wouldn't even have to play the game of
exactly.
Trying to
that's
touch
why
my
they
face
call me. That's see, now that's why I get back into it. Now that's why,
ladies. Ladies,
that's
y'all
why they call me the hygiene. I make y'all take a shower first.
Ladies think y'all respected. I like the fact that y'all got confidence in y'all pussy, but in some occasions there be a lot of funk in the room. There be a lot of funk in the room, and she don't never know it's her.
She's used to her own funk.
So I'm gonna say this shit like on every other show.
She knows. It don't matter what she act like. She knows.
Exactly.
I say this on every other show. Would you get mad if I stuck my finger in your coochie and then slid it across your upper lip and the bottom of your nose? Would you be mad?
No, I would not.
You know what? I would be mad because I feel like it's disrespectful and you playing games. Like, why would you need to do that?
Think I want you to smell it too. That's disrespectful.
Not for nothing. If it does, she's supposed to know it does. Why do you need to?
She knows.
I want to ask. Hey, Steph, now did you know this hygiene question?
But you could do that yourself. You don't need him to do that.
Right. Why do you need me to confirm it? If,
well,
if you think it smells bad, you shouldn't be up in it then.
Who said it? Who said
it? Don't smell it. You get up in it.
The one that just said that. So how long before it gets taut then? You figure on your natural self.
Say again?
How long before it gets too taut? Since you confident in yourself, how long is too long without you freshening it up?
I know,
how long in between from that time you got that shower does it start
That's a good question, and honestly, it depends on every woman's different, and it depends
right,
on what
you know
time.
Y'all sweat
It depends on what time of the month it is, because that makes a difference. It's a lot of determining factors, but at the same time, I live with my man, and if I don't feel like taking a shower before I go to bed, I'm not letting him get any, because I'm not trying to.
I'm gonna be pissed off. You better wash your shit,
baby.
Sorry,
yeah, you won't let him. You said I respect that comment. You got any sisters?
Yes, that too. One of them is on the line, actually.
There you go. I like that comment. Don't let him get none. Don't set him up with
that. I won't. I won't. I honestly would not give him any if I'm not fresh. I don't care. We've been living together for how long? It doesn't even matter. I won't give him any if it ain't fresh.
Well, give me the system.
I agree.
Give me the system.
Y'all thought I was talking crazy with my hygiene shit.
Ain't nothing wrong with your mouth. Your mouth don't stink, do it.
Well, that's different, but at the same time, I don't want to do that if he ain't fresh either.
Hey, you know who, A$AP, you know a perfect question for her?
What?
Is the question Tana asked. She said, if I come home, don't want to fuck, and then can y'all just say, give me some head and not give you none? That was Tana, right?
Yeah.
There you go. Answer that. Would you let your man, you come home from where your man walk in the door and say, baby, thanks for cooking dinner. Could you just come over here and give me some head so I can go to sleep?
Absolutely.
I would.
And then you can't get nothing after that. You just give right on your knees and suck them down.
That's cool with me.
We don't always want to fuck all the time.
It better
me,
be
cool,
because if not, I'm going to fire your ass.
When it's that time of month.
So your man could walk in the house and say, baby, come over here and suck me off. And you're going to get right over. You're going to jump right to it.
He
got to
get in the shower. Get his hot,
in the shower, freshen up, but at least something. He got to freshen up, but
shower,
yeah, absolutely.
How would you like him to ask you that?
What
do you got to say to you to make you want to do that?
Cool,
what does he say?
Wait, what?
What does he got to say? What does he say? When he walks out, what do you got to say? What's the word that you want to hear him say to be like, no problem. What do he say to you?
All he would have to say is, babe, can I get a little blowjob or something? I don't take much. It's my boyfriend.
Niggas still saying blowjob?
Babe, can I get a little blowjob?
Yeah, people do. Like 40 and over.
I'm 40 and over. I don't say blowjob. I actually suck this dick.
Okay, that's you, but I'm just saying, some people still say head or
blowjob.
If
your man is saying blowjobs, that's not a good term.
What do you expect your man to say?
Hey, babe, she got a bill. Baby, can I have a blowjob, please?
Yeah, she got a fucking bill. Who the fuck is saying blowjobs?
Oh, my God.
Hey, honey, can I have a blowjob?
Can I get a blowjob, darling? Can you give me a blowjob, darling?
I don't know. Maybe it sounds a little more respectful than suck my dick, I guess.
What the respect got to do with it?
You still get it on your knees. What you got to be respected
You're
for?
You're sucking a dick. What do respect got to do with it?
You know, y'all crazy.
Oh, my God. It has a lot to do with it.
You're sucking a dick.
Only one female answered that, though. Would the rest of y'all be having no problem with just getting on your knees? And
I
think everybody said they don't have a problem with it.
Yeah, I think it's a whole fucking line full of cocksuckers.
Rachel ain't ashamed of it.
No shame in Rachel's
game.
Exactly.
There you go, Rachel.
There you go,
baby.
Rachel is a professional cocksucker.
Hell yeah, she is.
Yes, she absolutely is. And she taught her little sister, actually.
Who that? Is that the Riley nigga, Rachel?
Huh?
You the Riley motherfucker? You the one in Raleigh?
No, I'm not in Raleigh.
Oh, you in Long Island. Fuck you. Who's in Raleigh?
Stupid.
No, matter of fact, I will be in New York November 16th to the 28th on my holiday dick slinging tour. I will be in New York.
Rachel's in Long Island, right?
Yeah, I got gas money.
Rachel's
in
Long
Island.
Oh, my God.
That is so funny.
A big GQ Palace get together. Y'all gonna come?
Of course I'll be here.
When you see Big Homie, don't hug me. Just suck my dick.
When Big Homie come up here, we want Tamika and all of y'all. We're gonna have a big get together at a new
spot. Don't hug me. Don't hug me. Just
we want
my dick.
All y'all to come up there and see how vulgar y'all is in person.
Yeah. Don't hug me. Just suck my dick.
Hey, Steph, get together on the GQ Palace meet and greet, man.
I don't want no hugs. Just like my dick.
Steph, what's up with the meet and greet, man? What you bullshit?
Listen, man, we don't have a meet and greet. I'll let you know afterwards, dude.
See, my man, listen. Fuck you. I will be at your house and spend the night for the whole week. If you have a fucking meet and greet without letting me see these motherfuckers, and then she just talk about she gonna pull out and put it in her mouth and don't have a problem.
Go make pee-pee.
She probably bullshitting now. She probably wouldn't do that shit.
I just like women that's honest and true to themselves. If you're honest and true with yourself, if you're a woman and you're honest and true with yourself, and you know that I'm powerful, I can do anything, and I can't be labeled as no hoe, no slut, I like sucking dick. I'm sucking this dick for me, not him.
Oh, my God.
I'm taking this dick in the ass for me, not him. I want this dick in my ass. It's all about me. If you that type of woman, that's sexy as a motherfucker. If you telling me, hold up, put the dick in my mouth. Yes. How you doing?
God.
That's a win-win situation right there, big homie.
Wow.
Yeah. That's confidence. Listen, an independent woman is not the chick that's going out there with a good check and getting a great job. An independent woman is, I'm going to do what the fuck I want to do with my life.
Mm-hmm.
Period.
And don't care what nobody say.
YOLO.
Right. I feel like that, but I ain't just going out sucking no random dick, though.
You're lying.
I know that's right.
I am not
lying.
I am not lying.
Who that?
Said that, Rachel?
Selena.
That was Selena.
Selena is a tight ass. Can you disconnect her?
I'm not a tight ass. But
so
I don't
long,
I'm not just
so
walking
long,
around sucking random dick
long,
just because I'm good.
All right, in your first date, you said earlier, if you wanted to, you would fuck on the first date. Do you include sucking his dick on the first date, too?
You might as well.
No, to me, good sex is good sex. It includes whatever, except for anal. But,
oh,
well,
man,
yeah,
we,
that could be included also, but it's somebody that I choose to be with, not just some walk-around random people who just want their dick.
So you don't believe in social sex, then? You don't believe in just, you know, just getting your nut and getting off?
No.
Wham, bam, thank you, ma'am.
No, I don't.
But she said she do her first date, so that's the social settings. I don't understand.
Right, but somebody I choose to be with, not just because I like
well,
you dick or some random
to
or some random
him
dude.
To fuck you. You have to choose him for him to
or
fuck
some,
you.
Wait. Not some random dude is not just walking up to me saying fuck my dick. Like that's
right,
different.
Hold on.
And you ain't getting nobody random.
That's
like you might say, let me buy you. But after he buys you a drink, he's wondering if you're going to suck his dick at the end of the night.
Nobody don't ever
okay,
come
but
up
based
to
on what y'all asked
ask
before,
him.
Based on what y'all asked before, that's what y'all asked me.
Listen, I'm saying, on the first night thing, you've been talking to this dude, whatever the fuck, y'all know each other.
Right.
So everything is possible in that setting.
Right. If I choose to do whatever, then it's whatever.
Okay. I'll be in New York on the 6th, from the 16th to the 28th.
Hey, you know, we got to have a meet and greet, man. Don't worry.
That's a meet and greet, yo. I'm going to be staying at the Hyatt on Staten Island. I'm at the Hyatt on Staten Island. I'm here to see Big Frank.
So they have the meet and greet, Steph. Don't fucking sell
that's
us
right.
out, Steph.
Hey, that's right, Dallas. I'm going to be coming to your barbershop talking.
Come on through.
No question, because I live on Staten now, so I'm right around there somewhere.
So Selena and Rich are going to be at the meet and greet. The rest of y'all can stay the fuck home.
No. Hold up. One of them other niggas is a certified law nigga. Hold up. Rachel, is it? I think Rachel
was
a real deal Holyfield.
No, I said Rachel and Selena.
What? Oh, yeah, because I think Rachel said yeah to everything.
We want the sisters.
I think Rachel said yeah to everything.
Yeah, and Tamika, too. Tamika's official.
Who's Tamika?
Who's Tamika?
There's a Tamika on this motherfucker?
I mean Tiffany, whatever the fuck her name was. BK, stand up. Whatever
you
know.
I ran into these Selena chicks all the time. They play all coy. They laid back. They real smooth with it. They not going to put too much information out there. And the next thing you know, you're like, damn, you filthy whore. Keep going.
Uh-huh. I want to see that 157 strawberry pancake.
That is so not true. With me, what you see is what you get. I don't put up no front. What you see is what you get.
So you're
saying,
good dicks up.
But what you're saying is this. If the dude is turning you on, stimulating you mentally and physically, you will be a filthy whore.
If it's somebody, a filthy whore, see, I don't even like that term,
forget
no matter how you slice it.
You know what it
okay,
is.
Forget tell. About the terminology. If it's somebody I choose to be with and really feeling like that,
stop
then.
Stop saying that, baby, because if you're fucking him, you choose to be with him.
Right, that's what I'm
saying.
Okay, we're saying the same thing, though.
Just stop saying,
then
stop
yes.
qualifying. Stop qualifying your whoreness by saying, if I choose to be with him.
Oh, my God. Like I said, there's a difference between that and some random dude who just wants to fucking get his dick
well,
sucked. That's why I clarify that, because there's a difference.
I don't think that women that we will entertain will just fuck random dudes. So that's like a given. Like
okay,
what
that's
kind of,
so not
yeah.
true.
Yeah, not the type of woman that. Not the type
you
of woman
know,
we got to
switch it. We got to switch it.
That's the woman we trying to talk to. There's some that do that, but we don't want them bitches.
Oh, okay. I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
Tiffany, you're
right.
In Brooklyn,
okay.
Right?
Yes, I am.
Hold on.
You down for the meet?
We want those bitches, but like
on
Tuesday or something like that. Not past Wednesday.
You
going
to come to the meet,
Tiffany?
Them.
Of course.
All right, so look, take this out. We got someone. You go shower up, you fresh and nice and death. A dude come here and say, I'm
going
to put your
make sure you shower. This dude's going to make sure you shower.
Yeah,
you
say you
that.
Fresh. Like he said, like he walks up to you and say, "Babe, I don't want no strings attached. I just want to eat your pussy." Would you let him?
Look, he just walked up to me on the street or some shit.
Nah, like you meet him at the thing, then he just say after you meet him, y'all get exchange number. He say, "You know what? I don't want nothing for you, but I just want to eat your box."
No.
You ain't gonna let him do it?
No.
I don't know about believe that.
No. This is
well,
so
let me ask me to can you just suck my dick out of the clear blue sky?
Yeah, like
what
that's.
The, yeah. If a dick comes here and say, if a chick comes here and say, let me tell you, you know you're gonna be like, well, listen, just don't take too long because I got something to do.
that's kind of suspect. They too thirsty. You can't be
yeah,
too thirsty.
Yeah, if a chick asks you that,
like you say, something like you just
way,
said, like some dudes are like that. They just want
to. If a chick asks you do crazy shit like that, I'm gonna tell her the way my dick is set up. I can't do that right
God.
Now. the way my dick is set up, I can't do that right now.
you got to change the drug. I don't know if y'all ladies know, we got the best dick pussy eater in the world on the phone.
No, he's
who the hell
lying
is that?
Cause he can,
who the hell is that?
That's what Big Dave said he is.
We don't believe
that.
Don't
and
believe
they really are not.
More people. He need more people.
He can have that.
Right,
title.
Big Dave?
No doubt about it. No doubt about it.
Oh, please. A lot of people say that.
He can have that title.
Listen,
I'm going to put
my man on any of y'all. He said he going to make y'all never go back to your man and eat, get pussy ate again.
Oh, boy.
Or maybe
that's
all
what
I'm saying is I'm a professional. I'm a professional.
To my old boy.
Ladies, all I'm saying is I'm a professional cocksmith. I swing cocks for a living.
Hey, Big Dave, they ain't got no faith in you, son. I'm holding you down, Big Dave. You
better
go ahead and spit your game, son.
Stop trying to defend him because he has been exploited one time too many. You can't defend him anymore.
Oh, shit.
Big Dave?
He has shit.
His word.
Hold on, I missed something, Big Dave?
He's been trying to get chicks on the line to verify his skills, and he's been shut down numerous times.
I haven't been trying to get anybody on the line.
Big Dave has. He's on timeout.
I remember when in my youth, when I wanted to bag up a chick and she be talking all greasy and shit. I'm like, yo, I got wrestling sentence. And dial a bitch up. I'm like, yo, tell this bitch how good that dick was.
Yeah, he tried that too and he got shut down.
No. You can't do that shit if you ain't got that shit locked down, Dave.
He got shut down a couple of times. It's not just
that. Have an understanding before you try that. You got to tell a bitch if you don't agree to this motherfucker, you ain't going to help
you. Did you hear what happened was she called on her own and said, Dave, oh, you can't eat no pussy.
Oh, shit.
No, not the you can't do it shit.
Yes.
Say, nah, I just fuck with you.
No, that
doesn't happen. Yeah, man, they always try to do that. Steph tried to do that shit to me.
And y'all ain't heard from that retard since then. Hey, Mark, they ain't heard from that retard since then.
But
they
called it because that. Hey, yo, she got a missing report up in North, too.
No bullshit.
They done chopped their fucking head off.
Oh, my God. These motherfuckers got the heat on. What the fuck is wrong with these kids, yo? Ain't time for no heat in October. Shit, man, you got to take this shit to January.
Hey, you in the South. They got the fucking heat on already?
Damn. Damn. Funny. When you don't pay no bills, you can do stupid shit like that.
God damn, free, huh?
Hey, Mark.
Niggas is dead warm, yo.
Hey, Mark.
Get ready in case it get cold.
hey, Dallas, I took these niggas to the fucking amusement park, right? And I told these niggas, yo, go order. I'm going to sit right here. These niggas come back with a $60 bill. Everybody getting 3 or 4 burgers, 2 fries. I'm like, this is what y'all do when it's on somebody else?
That's exactly what they do when it's on somebody else. You know that?
Yeah, niggas are disrespectful.
Ain't that Mark on?
Huh?
Mark still on there?
He was. I don't know if he might have left. Mark, you there?
Nah, that nigga gone.
Gone. Anyway,
we can take a ride up to Long Island, Steph. I'll pick you up.
Hey, listen, ladies, y'all got no questions? Y'all got no questions for real soldiers?
Hey, This is Shelly. I got a question.
Okay,
yeah,
Shelly.
Baby. We got 1 minute left.
Shelly,
we'll go
tomorrow. You better fuck that dude in the gym tomorrow, Shelly. Stop playing.
Wait. I'm asking for some dating tips. I'm putting myself back on the market. What's some good dating tips?
Some good
dating tips is be genuine, first of all. Stay genuine. Be yourself. Stay that.
Right. Yes.
All right.
Yes.
And stay away from bitches. Always. Stay away from bitches that got bad personalities.
Right.
If I see a bunch of broads and they all uptight and got sour puss faces and acting like they better in the world, I'm not fucking with none of them bitches.
And have an open mind with the puss.
Uh-huh.
And keep it very cleanly.
And keep it shaved.
I got some advice for you, Shelly.
Keep it 100 all the time, baby.
Right,
don't,
exactly.
All the time.
That's what I was going to say. Be yourself 100%. Let them know what it is up front. Let him know exactly what you want, what you don't want. And if he can't hold up to that, then don't waste your time.
You
and don't hold your standards by any means.
Don't let me down just now. Where's real talk? Real talk. You didn't real talk?
Yeah.
Real talk there? You said in the beginning, all she got to do is say yes. You should have told her just say yes to everything.
Oh, my God.
I wanted to say yes for everything, but my good nature had to come out with some good nature shit for the real. She asked me a serious question. I had to give her a serious answer.
So you
want
to tell me you was bullshit about them saying yes to suck a dick?
No,
I'm 100%
serious, but I'm not fucking Shelly. I'm not fucking Shelly.
Right.
No.
I'm being serious real quick. Like, what's Shelly doing?
Shelly. No matter what, never lower your standards, baby.
Right, exactly.
Now, hold up,
don't settle.
Time out. Because standards are subjective.
Right.
That's all subjective. You may think you're a dime, Shelly, but you could be a fucking nickel.
That is true.
Okay.
But don't stand this shit. Now, if you're saying that you ain't gonna fuck with no unemployed nigga, that's a good standard. Don't say that he ain't shit or he ain't this or he ain't that because you ain't half the shit you think you are.
You're right.
But when you was fucking a nigga, he was shit.
Yeah.
He ain't never. When a nigga when a chick leave a nigga, he ain't shit. But he was shit.
He's never shit.
When things
is all good, the nigga is Don Quixote. As soon as the nigga is a fucking over with, the nigga is loser shit.
Little dick, all that bullshit. All that. I hate that shit. I ain't said that shit before.
Okay.
Yeah, don't lower your standards, baby. Boo who you are 100%. The way he meets you is the way he's supposed to be from day one.
Absolutely.
On the 360th, they're supposed to be the same way.
Right.
Absolutely.
Okay, right.
And when you find a dude that you're really digging, don't say fucking no. That's where that comes from.
Oh, man.
Just come to the meeting group, baby. We'll take care of you.
What if I just want to have fun? That's it.
So have fun.
So you know what? Just let him know that from day one, then.
Yeah, you told them day one. Look, baby,
that's
look.
That's it. Just let them know that. Don't lead them on to think it's going to be something different than what it is.
I'm pretty sure motherfuckers done told you before, yo, I'm not trying to get serious, you know, whatever it is going to be, it's going to be, and we'll go to what it is, you know what I'm saying?
That's
so, right. You tell a nigga the same fucking thing, baby. Look, I ain't trying to get serious. Whatever happens, happens. But I'm not trying to get serious right this second. And that's what it is.
Yeah, but my thing is I'm not trying to get caught up either. That's the thing that
well,
I'm kind of scared about.
You got to tell her.
Well,
she you better whip it.
You better whip
it.
You better whip it. Don't let it whip you.
Yeah, you got to. That's exactly what you got to stick to it because don't change up on him. You want to start getting emotional when he starts sticking to what you said. He starts
going, you know what?
And then you be getting all caught up.
That's the number one problem right now. With shit that goes on in the world today with relationships. Like, in the beginning, you'd be like, well, I'm not trying to get serious. And they both say, yeah,
right.
Me either. We're just going to chill. And then what happens? One of them gets fucking serious.
Right.
And you
somebody
tell them,
gets
no,
caught
I'm
up.
Not, we say we're not going to get serious. You get
right.
caught up. And now they're mad at you because you didn't want to switch up. And they did. You know what I'm saying? So
right. Can I just say something real quick before we get off?
I have a
friend, Katie, who's listening. Can everybody just say hi to Katie?
Hey, Katie.
Hi, Katie.
Hey, sweet cheeks.
Press one next time, Katie.
Yeah. Katie.
Hey, Mark.
What up?
Tell her down here where we're from on Alpine. We got a saying. Say what you mean what you say.
Yep.
Right.
Yep. So if you
okay.
just want to be talked, just let them fuck you and say it. That's it.
Oh, my God.
You what?
No, if you want
to. Don't listen to him, Katie.
That's
I mean,
real
Katie,
talk, though.
Shelly.
That's real talk. If you just want to fuck, you see, yo, I'm just trying to get my shit off. That's what it is. I'm not trying to get no serious relationship.
Right.
You know, if you can take it, he's going to take it. And the average thing is going to be like, I'm cool
that,
with that.
That's the best thing a woman can say to me. I just want you to come over, pipe me off, and get the fuck out. That's the best thing.
The worse they talk to me, the better. I like it when they talk to me like that.
Hell, boy, good God. I'm going to be like, when you want me to come? that way it's strictly business. It ain't no
okay.
You wham bam.
You know what I'm saying? That's the way it's supposed to be. Especially when you go to a club in the middle of the night. Shit, I want whoever want me. That's my motto, right?
Hey,
I want whoever want me.
You call me up. That's the best. You ain't got to worry about him calling. Where you at? How you getting time? You fuck that. And then he ain't got to worry about when you go home to his girl. His phone will not be ringing.
A few guys, not one.
Huh?
Do I need to seek a few guys? Like, you got to think about it. I've only been with one person for 20 years, so I don't even know how to juggle more than one.
Shit.
Well, you need to weigh your options, baby. Weigh your options. You definitely need to see more than one person.
Yeah, you definitely need to come to me and greet.
You know
what? Oh, man.
Keep them in close intervals so you don't fall for the first one that comes along.
I can't
even
see you. That's the thing that worries me a little bit. It does.
If you come to the meet and greet Steph's going to have, I guarantee you find somebody that would be happy to be happy with you.
Okay.
Hey, look, hey, Mark, you know she's from Raleigh. You know where Raleigh is. That's right by Fair.
Hell yeah.
You stay where every year in March.
If you're still having trouble, I'll be down there in March.
Okay, Mark, send me a friend request. Let's roll with this.
What?
She right there within the cut. Steph.
Well, listen.
That's
all you got to do is tell me.
Listen, every year in March.
I'm sold already. All you got to tell me, you got to take a lot of showers.
I do.
You like to take a lot of showers? I'll be down there in March. You can have me for the weekend, baby.
Oh, my God, man.
God damn, little Mark, you're easy. Little Mark, you're too easy, man.
She told me. She said she only been with somebody for 20 years. That pussy ain't even broke in yet.
Oh, shit.
Hey, you know what? I heard somebody told me that, one of my friends told me that it didn't have a lot of miles on it. I don't know what that means.
You might only have local miles on it. He might have been hit with some regular shit. You might
have
never had no fucking no great dick before. You might have a regular dick. You don't even know what the fuck you're missing out on.
Hell no. Well, I'm gonna come down to Fayetteville.
That thing's still under warranty. It's still under warranty.
you meet me down there in Fayetteville in March. I'll be right there, hit you with a knife in the condom.
Oh my God.
Hey, you laughing, but guess what? I ain't playing. Shit. 20-year-old virgin. Shit. Hell yeah. I'll take
that
all day long. That's the coolest thing I ever had to a virgin.
man. Well, I guess that's it for the show tonight. Yo, we had a great fucking show tonight.
We did.
Once again.
I like the way y'all got off. I like the way y'all got off the fucking subject.
Man, that's every fucking every Monday we get off the subject, man.
That motherfucking subject didn't mean shit. The first two fucking callers answered the question. No more subject.
And you've been low riding all night. Get out of here.
Hell yeah.
Well, anyway, hey, Steph, inbox me at Rally.
I inbox you everything, baby. You know how we do.
Yeah, all. Everybody be safe, man. It's Big Dave. I'm out of here. See y'all next week.
All right,
yeah,
Big Dave.
Be safe.
Take care.
Good night.
Bye.
Great show tonight, y'all. Thanks for calling in. And we'll see y'all next Monday. But tune in tomorrow for my girls, T Sports. Wednesday for my love show. Friday for the everything show. And it's been great, baby. GQ Palace, Miss Butter Baby. Later.
Bye.
New slot, stop, wrong spot.
Push it up.